The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Are you about to separate? Five key considerations you need to know. At different points in people's lives, people contemplate the future of their relationship and whether separation is something that they should consider. While some people have already decided to separate, others are contemplating their next steps. Particularly around holiday periods, when there is a change from work routines to couples spending more time with each other than they typically do, this sometimes creates or magnifies existing fractures within a relationship. Whatever the reasons, and however separation has come up for you or someone you know, there are five key considerations to be aware of before making any decisions. The first consideration relates to your financial position. Having information about your financial circumstances allows you to make informed decisions. So get up to date about your assets, liabilities, and superannuation. Considering whether you would continue your existing financial arrangements immediately after you separate, or whether changes would need to be made to ensure assets are preserved, is important also. If you do decide to separate, it is wise to consider what access you and your partner have to funds and explore your options. Every action has a reaction, so seeking professional advice early helps to ensure that you make informed decisions about how you approach your immediate financial arrangements before you act, without unnecessarily inflaming the situation with your partner. The second consideration relates to property. One of the biggest mistakes that can be made is leaving the family home too soon. It is vital to seek advice from a family lawyer to determine if this is the right step for you in the long term and what the potential pros and cons may be. Safety is your priority though, so if you find yourself unsafe, take steps to remove yourself from harm first. As you may have heard in other audio recordings, property settlements can be finalized at any time after a separation, but no longer than 12 months after a divorce. If you are in a de facto relationship, you have only 2 years to formalize a property settlement from the date of separation. The third consideration relates to communication. If you are the person in the relationship wishing to communicate your intention to separate, it is important to keep in mind that this is only the first step of the journey, not the last. Time the delivery of your decision by being mindful of how you will communicate this and when it would be most appropriate for the other person to receive it. You may wish to speak to your partner directly, or in some circumstances, you may write a letter to express your decision. Writing a letter can be an effective way to articulate your wishes and ensure it will be delivered and received in full without interruption. For both of you, it is important to remember that every action has a reaction. The way you communicate your intention to separate is likely to have implications moving forward and set the tone for the processes and negotiations to come. Consider the way you communicate both now and throughout the entire separation process. The fourth consideration is your privacy. It is important for you to have access to your bank accounts, PINs, and passwords. This is also important for any other places where you have personal information, including email and social media accounts. If you know that your partner also has these details, it is advisable to change the passwords on these accounts. In addition to this, We are regularly asked whether conversations with our lawyers are private, regardless of whether you engage our team or not. These are confidential at all times. To learn more about privacy, security, and confidentiality, take a look at the other audio recordings we have about this that provide more detail. The fifth and final consideration relates to parenting. If you have children, how your separation will impact them is likely at the front of your mind. We encourage parents to seek early assistance, such as speaking with a counsellor, to help navigate parenting arrangements following separation, and to assist in determining an approach that will accommodate your children's individual needs. A counsellor or support person is also highly recommended to help manage emotions which arise upon a separation. A parenting schedule is often one of the first arrangements separating parents tend to make. We encourage people to be cautious about entering into parenting arrangements without seeking professional legal advice first. In our experience, there are many misconceptions or assumptions made about where each person stands and what the best arrangements might be. Before you agree to any parenting arrangements, ensure you are informed about your options and the possible pros and cons. What might feel entirely suitable for you right now may be problematic in the future. Lastly, in our experience, we find that many people seek professional advice far too late in the piece. We have had clients who have previously agreed to parenting arrangements only to discover later that this puts them into a vulnerable or a disadvantaged position, not always through others' actions, but also their own independent decision-making. Had they understood the consequences of those seemingly innocuous decisions, they would not have made them. Importantly, discussing your situation with a family lawyer early in the piece is not a trigger for a court battle. It is a conversation that provides increased clarity about your options where there is doubt or uncertainty. As you navigate separation, it is essential to be informed about your options from professionals who understand family law before you act.